Simen Reish Nun Dalet. Today we'll be learning, after we've finished to learn the halachas of Shehiyah and Chazorah and Simen Reish Nun Gimel, as another halachas and more protim than Anisbaer and Simen Reish Nun Dalet. I will maybe give a short little akdama, really it's going to the end, as the Gemara and Shabbos and Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, that if a person has a tanu that is tuach betit, means closed with cement, he's allowed to make a shehiyah even if it's sli. That in some cases you're not allowed to do a shehiyah. You're allowed to do a shehiyah in the tanu when it's tuach betit, closed with cement. Rashi in Shabbos Yud Ches explains hatamu mishum shebeoifen zeh. In this case, shehatanu sosum, that the oven is closed. The one that wants to store and mix the gecholim to make them, to have more fire, he has to matriach himself to break the closing of the oven and to be choyte be gecholim. Let's read this Rashi. Every time when you have a tuach betit, there's no gzeirah shehiyah, even when something is not cooked, even if it's no gorum v'kotum. The Ramo paskins like that. And the Mechaber disagrees. The Mechaber, and this is the Mokher, is the Rambam. The Rambam learns the sugya differently. That is no heter of tuach betit. There's a specific heter in the sugya of tzli that we will learn in this simen, that when it's tuach betit, so some kind of meat, you're allowed to make a shehir for them. But there's no real heter of tuach betit. The Ramo le'umas them is going b'shitas Rashi, that is a heter of tuach betit. The Chazanish comes out from this chiddush of tuach betit lefi shita sarama. If you have an oven, gas, burners, and you lack with a lack the burners, that you can't change the knobs, the buttons of the fire, you can't change them, you're allowed to make a shehiyah even on the einu grufa v'ktuma. The Bris Olam says that the fire has to be covered. Not only that, some poskim say, if you have the blech turning over above the buttons, above the knobs, above the switches, the fire, it's also called tuach betit, and you're allowed to do a shehiyah. The maile of this pshat is that even if we'll say lefi the chazanish, and the blech is not called a shehiyah, but b'chai gavne, you could do a shehiyah. With scotch tape also, the priest can say, if you put scotch tape above the buttons, it's also called tuach betit, and again, you're allowed to do a shehiyah. Meikar Adin, even if the fire is open. The Priselim is Machmer. The same thing, some Poiskim, Rav Ozner, want to say, if you take off the buttons, the Mele, it's, even if maybe you could switch it very hard with your hand, it's called like Tuach Betit, and the Chai Gavne, you're allowed to do a Shehiyah, even Be'ein a Grufa Viktuma. It's Negea Lemaise, you come to a place and you don't have how to make a Grufa Viktuma, and you stand this Mashal Kolzolko, you just take scotch tape, and you stick the nubs, the buttons. Again, the Mechaber, B'shitas HaRambam, didn't learn this pshat in the sugya, and Lefi the Mechaber, and the Rambam is no heter of tuach betit, and we don't have that heter la'aloche. And what is going to sugya in Shabbos? And this we'll learn now in our simen. Afal pi shebosor chai mutor la'ashoy. So we learn in simen reish nun gimel, that even if it's the isur shehiya Lefi the Mechaber, if it's not in its tamak v'yofer raloi, but bosor chai, you're allowed to leave Erev Shabbos. Hanem mila b'kdeiro, when it's in a dish. But if you're doing roast, not mamish on the coals, on the side of the fire, also la'anichoy samuch lechashecha. Why? Shemimayr li'izbashen va'osi lechtuah. While it's roast goes much quicker, so even though it's basar chai, normally basar chai, the heter is that it takes the whole night to cook, and it's masiach das till tomorrow. But it's li goes, roast goes very quick, then mele it's also. The animal that is also the basal shayrayes, aval basal gdiva oib shemenu tochim levarim, if it's soft meat, the chicken, that and it's cut to pieces, muto. Why? The lechashin lechutui. Why? Even more, if it's so quick, so soft, for sure to be ready early. For a different reason. Shim yachta begecholim misrachich. If he will be choyte begecholim, it will get hard and burned. Pirus ag neramo, yeitzi megedar atzivinig, as begedar an israf. A basal shen tzorich alachamim usayesh bilvad. B'meile, b'chai gavne, it's also. So again, a dish with food inside, basar chai, it's mutar. And Mishnah Berurah will say in a second, even if there's no oil inside, and Behilchos Tzli, it says Halacha of Tzli, but if it's in the dish, it takes time till it cooks, Basachai is Mutar. If it's not in the dish, and it's near the fire, not on the fire, we'll see in Seif Beis, near the fire, Tzli is also. But if it's soft meat cut to pieces, it's Mutar. Why it's Mutar? Because we say he will not come to be Chayta B'Gecholim. Ve'imu betanu v'tachpirat betit. But if he puts it in the oven and he did tuach betit, then even gdive oif, that ashleimim, that we said the heta was only when they cut before. When it's whole, it's not heta, but even when it's whole. Ben bebosor shoroyei, that normally we said you're not allowed to leave it near the fire, because you will be osi lechtuya, because it finishes quick. Muta, the lechashin lechitui. Why? Shimbo lifteach atanu velachtois, tikonis aruach, v'itztanen atanu, v'izkasha abosor v'yafsid. While if you will open the oven, the roast, if it's not in the dish, the roast will get dried up and it get hard. And b'meile, if it's tuach betit and it's hard to open it, and if you open it and it gets hard, there is the heter of tuach betit. Stam is no heter of tuach betit. See the Mishnah Berurah. Mutol la'ashoisei aynu, shemutol la'ketina la'katchila la'ashoisei al-gab ekiro v'tanu, numoli basar chai, afilu einam grufem v'ktumim, dekeben shu chai, this is what we learn in Reish Nun Gimel, shu masiach daiti menad l'mocho, ubekol alayla yochel yizbashim le'chitui. Aval betzli yinal elautu, why in a roast? In Tzeles Atzli betanu, v'atanu mechusa afshin etoch v'tid chashin and what? And he will come to b'chayte b'gicholim. If it's near the fire. La'afuke, if he puts it in a dish, even if it's no liquid and has alochev tzli, dear, you're allowed to mash it because it takes time and he will mesiach that. Or if he puts it on top of the fire mamish, then we'll see it's if base, it's mezunder aloche. So we're talking near the fire. Also, la'anicho im le'shiyesh u'uzim bo'idiyem li'es nitzli kol kashim, it's tanuk v'raloi. If the first day on Reish Nun Gimel, if the second day, it's kubikim aichem benusoi. Shememayel yizbash, akos v'achroinim, the mini kitnis v'yerokres, v'shal dvorim rakim, afilu b'kdeiro b'mayrim yizbash, or things that are cooked even in a dish, they cook very quickly, even in a pot, they cook very quickly in a pot. Alkin, afilu b'chai chashin, v'ushem yichate. So even if it's in a pot, v'choish yishem yichate b'gicholim. So again, if the meat is in a pot, so then chai is muta. Because it takes time. Only vegetables, we said, is also. If it's not in the pot, it's near the fire, so then it's also because Shema Yechata Begicholim, the Bosor Shor, Shu Bosor Kosher, Vitzor Bishul, Chayshin Lechite, Al Bosor Gdi, Ayinu Gdi Arach, Shem Tochim, and it's also cut to pieces, but if it's not cut to pieces, like the Ramos is there, it has a loch like a shor, that you're not allowed to put it near the fire. But if it's small, it's chicken, that it's rach, and it's cut to pieces, you're allowed to leave it near the fire. Why? Because he would not want to come to Bechayit HaBekicholim because it will get burnt. But we'll see later that the Ramo has a different shita completely in this halacha. This is what Mishnah Berurah brings down later, the shita of Ramo that has a different halacha. So why we not? But if Bosor Shor, it's also because he will come, even if it's not in the dish, it's because it's not in the dish, it's also because you will come to be chayte b'kicholim. But if the tanu is tuach petit, so then we don't choish that you will open it, because if you will open it, it will dry up. V'yizkasha abosor, v'imu b'kdeira, but if it's inside a pot, lo'y me'anik shu tuach petit l'deir zu, d'lo yizkasha. V'ayin l'kman b'agoye, that he learns the aloch of tuach petit, it's a different aloch in Gansu. Now, the Ramo finishes to be maz b'shita samechaber, v'in chiluk b'zeh, b'in imuchai le'gamri, o'yse nizbash el k'tzat. So again, in a full chicken or in pieces of basal shoyr, even if it's a half cooked, kol zman it's not cooked completely, is osu lehashoyz shemo yichate. And for sure, even if it's raw, it's shemo yichate begicholim. This is the first sheet. The Mishnah Berurah explains, ve'im chilu koi akol gam nehedo v'isu. V'da. The kol zman afkod of what we said, that it's osu rotze inyan sli. That if it's chai, then it's bashik tzas. The bechai we learn in Simon Reish Nun Gimel that you're allowed to do a shehiyah. The mutar litnei samol hachasheicho b'mebasar shor b'mebasar gdi b'arif. U'b'niz bashik tzas osur afilu basar gdi b'arif shema yichate. And here is not shayach the heter that we said that he would not want it to burn up. The l'shayach heter sheyischorich adei achitu yikeven b'gdeiru v'tzor bishul rav, it would not come to burn up. Only when it's near the fire and it's soft and it's cut to pieces, we say that it's muta because no chash yobelachtis. Uman nokrim avush l'ktsas mevur leel bereish simen reish nun gimel. Derek ha-maisa svir leel. as she is basher kotzorcho, she is basher yoisum is a mitzvamek veraloi, that the heter of a gdero is other chai, other is basher kotzorcho, and mitzvamek veraloi. Chutz from that is no heter to leave it on an open fire, in a pot. Ve'yashem shon svir lei deshirin, kevin she is basher kemacha bedosoi, nikro bishul gomur, muto lidna gabi kiro, ve'tanu she'ein agor v'kot. This is the first sheet. Ktsas. The halacha is en chiluk ben shulchai legamri leben nisbash al ktsas. The ilu yochel yitzol etzem b'idyoim tzli aroi. But if it could cook completely, again, what is completely? If the first sheet of mitzamek v'rali, if the second sheet of gemara ben nisoi, and you're allowed to. V'hine le'ed b'reisim min mivosh te'edeh sma'an nikro bishul aroi v'u'adin l'inyin tzli. This is the first sheet. V'yesh machmirim. This is the second sheet of the Ramah that we mentioned at the beginning of Shir. V'soivrim de betanu betuach betit hakol shori. Hakol shori. So what is hakol? Rotzoleimar afilu bekideiro v'nizbash l'ktsas. Alechashinon sheiftach v'yachte keivon sheusosun betit v'inemuchon lachtois. It's hard. He will not do it. And we said the head of the Chazanish. V'cholik b'zad asa mechaba. Shemachmir b'zeh. And ilu is that the head of betuach betit is a specific aloha and hilchit tzliya. So why it's called the Yesh Machmirim B'Seyim V'Tanu B'Tid Hakol Shori? V'od in Noka, Zog Mishne Brur Haramo B'Lishne V'Yesh Machmirim. Why is V'Yesh Machmirim? Af Al Gav V'Le'inyan Zehu Kule. Even at L'Gabi Dis Aloch Evtuach B'Tid, the Heter Evtuach B'Tid is Shita is a maker. Mishum De B'Tzli, L'Gabi all the semen here, that Shita is Machmir. So what holds that Shita? And he holds like this. The Heter Evtuach B'Tid is a Klolizdike Heter. L'Gabi De Tzliye, so the Ramon learns, Al Gabi Eshu Megule Hakol Osu, meaning not only Basel near the fire, not on top of the fire. On top of the fire is Eve base. Near the fire, not only Basel Shor is also, even Basel Oif, even Menutoch is also. And we don't say that Svorim, that he will not be Choyda, that will burn. And when it's Mutor and Basel Gdi, Ubetano Shepi Mechusel, Shene Tuach Betit, then the Basel Gdi Oif, it's Mutor because he will not open it. This is like this. When it's cut to pieces and it's soft and it's near the fire and he also closed it, so then we say that he will not want to open it because then it will get hard. But she'enkin basar shor will not get hard. And the heter is because like this he will not open it. The Mishnah Berurah explains it in Sif Katan Yud. I will read the Sif Katan Yud in the middle. Aver yesh machmirim velekamei seivrim deinemuto begdi v'oif kim shetzileo betanu shepim mechuse v'rak she'enu betuach betif. Sif Beit. Now the mechaber is mamshich. What if you put it on top of the coal? And soilim, botzol, ubeitzol, ubosol, everything, al gabe gecholim, even if it's raw completely, elo kadesh yitzol, mi ben yoim, mi shtei tzdodov, kemaycha ben dusoy, shuchati bishu, afilu besar gdi. Why? Bechor, we say besar gdi is no chshar shiyove lachatois, because if you're bichoyte, it will burn. The kevin, shinich al gabe gecholim, eina choy shishelo shiyitzol, meiro, ve'af api shiyishrakech, shiyishrakech. Even though it gets hard from the coals, he doesn't mind. Lechashinan shemir chate. Avok shenitzu kemaicha ben dusoi. Here is the kule. Lechashinan del mosi lachtui. Afilu gam basor shor. Shemeachar shu roi lachilo. Lomo yichate lafsidoi. Zog de mechaber a kule. Even that I hold in simen reish nun gimel. For a food that is inside a pot, you need a shiur. This basher kotzor even stamik veraloi and on them without that yavchshash v'asil achtu yevgecholim and reish nun gimel mechaber said clear that even a food that is in a pot, even that it's cooked, if it's mitzamik v'yofel it's also, and for sure half bishul was not enough. And why here I'm saying kimachem b'dosay is enough? So the mechaber explains because here it's on the coals, it's on the fire mamish. And if you're bichoyte, it will burn completely. So if it's not kemaicha ben dusoi, then it's mur chamu. And we say that it's yom bichoyshish, that he'll bichoyshish to gichoyte begicholim because he wants to eat it tonight. And even basar oif that we said normally you're not choyshish, here you're choyshish because he doesn't mind that it will burn a little bit. But if it's kemaicha ben dusoi and he could eat it already, here we're not choyshish, he'll bichoyte because he doesn't want to be mafsid it. This is tantis divrei hamechaber. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah inside. Basar ubeitzah v'u'adin sha'advorim she'necholim chayim. al gabe gecholim einu shnigim be gecholim ve acher atzlir yam din shich be gecholim vaz yitle ve hine vay khashin en hier shama yachat afil be basar gdi kmoy shmefurish achar kach ag de shchnor himself will explain later the kaven shinich aval im mitzle be samar le gecholim. But if you put it near it and not on top of it, kvar nisbar b'sif alev, that das ha-mechaber that water b'bosok divoi b'shurach, u not choshish to choyte. Because through them is chachich ha-bosok, will burn. U mutolidim b'samol chashecho, afilu im lo yoyon nisne mi boitayim kemachem mendusoy. Vu adin b'bosok b'tzein. Vu adin b'bosok b'beitza you allowed to put it near it. Another chidush. U b'bosok shor v'eishu koshe, בין שיניס לכל צורג מבויד יוים, זה לעבור איך השין אל החיטוי, כי לא יפוס על ידי החיטוי, because it's not on the גחולים themselves. ודעס הרמוקה פה הסכים דיין חילוק בין הגחולים בין סמוך להם, בין בשר שור ובין בשר אויף, השיר שיצור מבויד יוים כמערכה בן דוסוי. Every time it's enough כמערכה בן דוסוי, why? Because first the רמול learns that every time in ראשון and גימל כשיר מערכה בן דוסוי is enough. ואם מתוח בתיצ'ור לדיני בכל גמלית נסמו לך שאיך ולך שין שייסטר עתיח ויחתה. Afilu, why here we machmir even basar gidi? And afilu menutach demakin leel b'seif alef or hagab gecholim shiny. Because anyway, we said he's not machmir that will burn, so we choyche she bechoyte dem gecholim. But is it cool in the mechaber here that here the mechaber himself says that if it's kemeicha ben dusoi, you're allowed to. Even though normally you need more because here it's on the fire and the melev bechoyte it will get burned. So mistama, you will not bechoyte be gecholim.